Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests, this is Felicity. Welcome. Welcome to the Red Reality Show.
Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show. This is the Roundtable. Tonight is August 11, 2011. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Paul, who's on the phone with us as well. And we have our star of the show and host, Michael Cowboy Ellis. How are you tonight, Cowboy?
I am great. How about you guys?
I'm doing well.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you what, you know, before we get started, I do want to give a special birthday wish to my oldest son. He turned 14 today, so happy birthday, Chasen. I can't believe he's 14 years old. I mean, he was like 6, 7 years old when I did Big Brother, so yeah, he was 7. So, I mean, 7 years, he's 14 years old. I mean, it's just so amazing how time goes by so quickly. So, happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday to Chasen. That is awesome. They grow up so fast. And
yes, they do.
It just seems like time flies by when they're that young. You turn around and they're already grown.
Well, you know, I was looking at my 6-year-old today, and I was like, son, I think you've grown a few inches. I was like, oh, no. I mean, my daughter's already going to outgrow me. So, but anyways, what a show, what a show. Obviously, a twist of the season. Someone comes back. Shocker, shocker. But is it something that will go down in history, changing the game dramatically? I think they could.
I think this will be something that will be talked about in Big Brother history for quite some time. LaJuan looked absolutely shocked and dismayed, and I don't think this was exactly what his plan was. And
right.
I don't think this was what Danielle or Kalia had planned either. I don't think this is what a lot of us had planned. I think really the only person that was really ecstatically happy was Rachel.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say, LaJuan is going to join Marcellus in one of the stupidest people in Big Brother history. I mean, he's going to be kicking himself for years to come. He literally officially signed himself up for another season of Big Brother, because if they want second chances, boy, he earned it, didn't he?
He
knows that we're going to see him again. I mean, that was a stupid move, unfortunately. I love LaJuan. I'd rather see more out of him game-wise. Though Ross, he seems like a funny and a great person to be around at all times.
He was so entertaining. You know, he was very outgoing and entertaining. And I would have liked to have seen more of him, too, actual gameplay, you know, and get into the game more.
Yeah, but
it's a shame that he went out like this, because I think he could have gotten more into the game in a week or two and really decided to do some damage if he would have really put his mind to it and gotten in with you know, his group and did some manipulation. I think he would have really been good at it.
I've got to say that I hadn't seen. You've got more faith that he was going to do that than I do. I guess I just never saw. It was like sometimes I thought, "Oh, LaJuan's a house guest too. I forgot about him." I just don't know how much gameplay he had in him. Well, we'll never know now, will we?
No, we won't. Unfortunately.
How about all these callers we're getting right at the top of that? I mean, people are
I know.
Up.
Let's
That's
go
awesome.
Ahead and bring up our faithful friends, Dave and Mary. How are you this fine Thursday evening?
It's just Mary. David's on third shift now. So,
oh, my goodness. Well, we're glad to have you, Mary.
Yeah, but I decided I'd call anyways.
Well, thank you.
Well,
we're always glad
you.
To have you.
And I've kind of changed my tune. Remember last week, I was like, vote Cassie in. And then all this stuff happened this week. At the beginning of the week, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it'd be amazing if Brendan would come back. Because the reason I said don't vote Brendan back, I really wasn't fans of theirs like Cowboy is. But it's like, I honestly thought Rachel was going to be evicted. And if it was Rachel against Brendan, it wouldn't be a contest. He'd lay down again and let Rachel come back in.
Absolutely.
I wanted to see a true contest, you know?
Did you see their faces? Both of their faces were really shocked.
I was
but
laughing
was
so hard. Rachel had her mouth open for like a minute. It was so crazy. But they caught on, all the house guests at some point this week thought maybe this would be what's happening, you know? But it's just amazing how one twist can change the whole game, Kalia and Danielle's game. Because they really wanted Rachel out. But then the twist, they started thinking about it, and, oh, you see how everybody changed their minds, you know? I just hate on yesterday's show it didn't give Shelly the credit because people call Shelly a floater.
That was terrible.
Yeah, and Shelly is, and I hate that because some people don't keep up on the boards or watch live feeds or Showtime, and they don't understand this was not Clay and Danielle. This was Shelly. You can't call her a floater when she can convince somebody to do what she convinced Kalia to do. There's no way
and
anybody
she,
in that house can call her a floater.
She did. She did that. I mean, how long? It had to have been well over an hour. She
and it was
her,
an all-day thing that she was constantly, because it was Kalia went back to Danielle, Kalia and Danielle got in a fight. Danielle goes to the diary room, Kalia goes to the diary room. Kalia comes back out to Shelly. Shelly has to re-talk her into it again. Kalia goes back up to Danielle. Danielle's still not falling for it. You know, CBS just did not give her the credit because, like I know Tom and Terry, are really good friends from the race. They only watch what CBS shows. They're in Greece right now, so when they get back, they'll call me. I'll have to explain to them, CBS didn't show, but this is Shelly's work.
Right.
And I'm somebody who says you don't have to win competitions to be a player in Big Brother. Because it's mental. It's, you know, and Shelly.
Yeah, there's different aspects of good gameplay.
And Shelly's in everybody's head. It's just because, man, I've really become a backer of Shelly. I can't believe that she can
She's
do what she can do.
She's playing both sides very well and being really good about it.
Yeah, here was my concern, Mary and everybody. My concern was, depending on how the vote went tonight, it might expose her.
Yeah, Shelly and Adam.
Yeah, exactly, both of them. But going down the way it did, maybe would might have bought them a little more time, although there's a lot of suspicion still going on.
Yeah,
right.
It is. But it's also like they talked to Shelly, and Shelly didn't use Jeff and Jordan as the reason. Shelly used the way LaJuan was acting. Because CBS didn't even show when he said, I'm going to put them up. And so that's what Shelly used. They're going to put up, he's going to put up you and Danielle. There's no way I'm keeping him in this game. So on one point,
well,
she could say it's because she did it for them, but in reality, I think we all know she did it for her alliance with Jeff Jordan and Adam.
Right.
Absolutely.
But, you know, to me, Rachel and Brendan is not in Shelly's alliance. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to bring up somebody else on the phone line. Peter, you're on the Rad Reality Show. How are you tonight?
I've been better. Oh, my God.
Peter.
Through my head. Wow.
Peter, have you taken any meds yet to calm yourself down?
No, I have a box of tissues probably, but wow, this is blowing up in Danielle's face. I can't even vouch for her on this. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, I'm freaking out right now.
I don't think this is exactly what a lot of us wanted or planned on. We didn't plan on seeing the ugly toe return.
Right. Just for those that don't know where Peter stands, tell him who is your favorite in the game and why you're upset.
I've been a Danielle fan since Big Brother 8. Danielle, to the end, root for her all the way. I'm just, like, freaking out because she was finally getting her ducks in a row to be in a good spot, and now it's totally blew up in her face. It was the dumbest move I've ever seen in my life. I can't even vouch for her. I'm really, really scared for her that she's going home this week. And I'm going to need a lot of boxes of tissues if that does happen, because I've been behind Danielle since day one of BB8. Still am, and will stick to her till the absolute bitter end. So this sucks.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. It's good to have true fans out there, because I might have a couple out there. You know, I tell you, having fans like you is the reason why we love doing Big Brother. And, I mean, of course, there's other reasons, but I really love doing it for the fans. I love to entertain, and I know Danny does too, and she is an amazing person. I have met Danny. She's a sweetheart. Everyone I talk to loves her. So you chose a good Big Brother person to be a fan of.
That's good to hear. And, you know, I am going to be sending some prayers her way this week. She's in a world of hurt now, and I'm really scared for her. And I'm sitting here freaking out because her game just probably caved in on her. So I'm legit worried for her.
I really don't. Because Danielle has proven she's a veto winner. So if they do put her up and she has a chance to fight for veto, there's no doubt in my mind Danielle will not be gone this week. But if they don't put her up and her name's not pulled out of the bag, that's when you can worry.
Yeah, I'm not worried yet, but at the same time, you know, I have to be somewhat worried. I mean, Brendan's not going to house, and he hates her. Rachel's now going to come after her, and Jeff and Jordan probably have the ammunition to come after her again. So she's not in a good, you know, and I am not losing faith. I'm always going to keep the faith that she can do it. I'm just legitimately scared for her right now. You're all probably laughing at how much I actually care, but I'm worried for the girl, and I hope she can pull it out.
Peter, I watched her face because they kind of, in the last couple of days, figured out that this could be the twist and America would be voting somebody back. And when that was confirmed, Danielle was like a little giddy kid, because there was no way in her mind in hell that America would vote Brendan back in. And all she was thinking was, Dom's coming back.
Right.
Okay, we've got one more caller that I'm going to bring up on the phone line. She's been waiting for a while, so I'm going to bring her up and see what she has to say about tonight's events. Anne Marie, you are live on the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
The one you wanted to hang up for, Brendan? I'm glad. I'm sorry, Peter. I feel bad, but I am a happy camper. Because I did vote Brendan back in. I like a competition, and I felt in the beginning when Danielle turned on her on the alliance that she was going to have to fight. So I think, you know, we've got a game, and Danielle has to fight now. Now whoever wins HOH, if Brendan wins, well, Danielle really will have to fight, because I bet it'll be Danielle and Portia or Danielle and Kalia.
Well, you know, I've got to at least say, at least they had to compete against, and LaJuan and Brendan had to compete. And it was something that LaJuan could have won in. Really, that could have gone either way. All you had to do is put different colors of the volleyball up in a hole. I mean, that was meant for either one. I have to at least say that was not triggered just for Brendan. LaJuan
was
could
very
have won
fair.
That. It was. And no one can say, you know, they did that, you know, to get Brendan in the house. Now, yeah, I mean, Brendan's great at competition, but LaJuan could have won that.
Well, I think LaJuan was in such shock.
Mm-hmm.
His face just went blank. And when he watches the show and sees how I'm coming back, and you wait, I got the power. Oh,
just wait till he finds out he's not even going to jury.
Oh, I know. Oh.
Just wait till he finds that out.
Yeah, he's an upset camper tonight.
Random note. Didn't you call in last week right after I called in, too? And, like, I love how the roles have literally reversed 180 degrees from the show last week.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Peter?
I think you were after
I
came
did.
In last week.
Peter, you were happy, and I said, I wasn't that happy. Now you're not happy, and I'm happy.
I'm just freaking out. I'm like, in shock that this is
happening.
You know,
Peter, her father even said that. He thought she was going to be out. Her father thought she had a tough road.
Oh, yeah, she had a tough road. I mean, I know that, but it's made it a lot harder. At least she got to make the jury at the end of the day, which makes me happy because she's lucky to get there considering how she's done it. And
yeah.
The most funny thing about this, though, is the fact that all this aside, all this negative energy toward her, and she still hasn't been nominated. I find that quite funny, actually, considering, I mean, it just feels like she's been nominated the whole game, but she's actually never been nominated yet, which I just find very funny, considering how much negative energy she's gotten toward her. But nonetheless, I will stick to her till the very end, and next Thursday, if she's evicted, I'll be here on the show again with a box of tissues.
Well, it still doesn't mean she's out, because the competition, she's excellent. I mean, Danielle's a fighter. So, I mean, you can't count her out yet.
And I have to do it because I've been behind her since CB8. I've been behind her the whole time. And I, in my heart of hearts, believe she'll do it. So I will sit there and say that like a broken record. She will do it.
She'll win the competition again just because she's got that fire that she's mad now, you know.
So true. Well, I just wanted to call in and little gloat.
Well, we always love hearing from you, Anne-Marie.
Okay, guys, you have a great night. I got to go try to see what's going on the feeds.
I am great.
Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Always
she's
great
a sweetie.
To hear her input. Absolutely. Lord, she's been a friend to the show since the 3 years I've been a part of it. So, I mean, it's she does have different views, and it's always good. You know, I love different views. That's why I love David and Mary, because they disagree so much, and I love it.
Absolutely.
I think he wanted me to tell you, Cowboy, he thought that Portia really looked like a goddess yesterday.
Dude,
yeah.
You know what? I tell you what. I'm not going to lie. I've been putting in some hours, and I didn't watch yesterday. I'm not going to lie. It's still on my DVR. But I was like, I know Big Brother, and I know that I could sum it up through the main show tomorrow. And so I didn't watch it, and I did watch a little, but I kind of – people keeps me posted, and so I kind of already knew what was going on, and I think it was it you, Cherry, that was telling me that LaJuan was going to probably go home?
Yes, I was saying that I thought he was probably going home.
Yeah, and so I was really shocked. So I did watch the end. Of course, my daughter watched it, and, you know, I was like, I know what happened. She goes, Dad, hush. So, I mean, yeah, it's something else. You know, speaking
because
of...
somebody else I think you might want to talk to, Cowboy. I think you're very familiar with her.
Okay.
Panther, you're live on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, baby girl, how are you?
How are you? Hi, David. Hi, Mary. Hi, Cherry.
Hi.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to jump in real quick. Huh?
Good to hear you.
I know. I haven't talked to you in, gosh, almost a year, actually, right?
Wow.
It hasn't been quite that long, but it's been a while.
Well, oh, I thought that was Mary. I'm sorry, Cherry.
No, this is Mary. She don't sound as country as I do.
No,
you
don't sound as country as me.
Say hi to everybody.
Okay.
Things didn't go down the way I wanted them to tonight, but...
What do you want them to do?
I wanted them to boot out Rachel, and I wanted Rachel and Brenda to battle each other.
Yeah,
I didn't think it would be a battle.
It wouldn't be a battle. Brandon
would
have just
settled
on that.
Honestly, really, I did vote for Cassie 10 times. Cause,
all
right.
Last Friday came, you know? And at that point, I honestly thought Rachel was defeated. I heard crying. I didn't think she could play the game without Brandon. I didn't see Shelley doing this. You know, all that goes down. I voted for Cassie, like I told the show last week. Then tables turned the beginning of this week. I'm thinking, I wish I would have voted Brandon back in because Brandon's not, I mean, Rachel's, because I honestly wanted to see a competition. I didn't want to see him lay down and give it to her.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you think this was a kind of competition that if it was between Brendan and Rachel, they could easily have sat there and talked to each other and said, well, Brendan, I think you should come back in. I want to go out. And Brendan say, are you sure? Boo.
Right, yeah.
Are you sure? They could have sat there
all
day.
No, you're probably right. But see, how I really wanted it to do was so that they both had to compete was – I wanted them to not know who they were going up against.
Okay.
Right.
That would have been a competition.
That was
cool,
though, when they brought all four of the sequestered house guests, you know, together again. I thought that was pretty neat.
They had
seen each other.
Well, I think they wanted to show everybody that all four of them was there.
Yeah,
that's probably true.
I mean, think about Keith. Keith has been, you know, gone so long, and for him just to see and go, whoa, what's going on here? I mean, he's probably getting filled in on everything.
And
but,
honestly,
he's probably
been in one hotel room, maybe seeing a handler, and that's it.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, absolutely. You know, the thing is, you know, one thing I will say, it did give him a few weeks, you know, extra pay. And
right.
I give them, you know, props for doing that because, you know, we don't know what their financial situation is. I mean, a lot of people goes and does reality show because of the money on the most part.
Right.
You know, not only being a fan, but they do it because they need the money. So just to, you know, have an extra 4 weeks in there, that's really good. That's almost like having half of the jury, you know. So, you know, that's really nice. So Brandon is basically, he you know, got 4 weeks, well, actually a week off, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's rested up, he's back in. You know, a lot's going to say, well, is that fair? Is that fair? I will say, and this is the honest God truth, and I don't know, Dave and Mary, about your sequester, but this is the thing. This last sequester that I went in, it was for season 11, was the worst sequester that I've ever been in. It wears on you. It's tough. It's almost tough than playing the game. It's just, because you have no one to talk to. I mean, you do have your handler when they bring your food and stuff like that, but, you're seeing four walls.
It was so much worse because with me and David, we had that one room, but we had me and Dave. With you,
absolutely.
You only had you. Yeah, there's a handler sitting outside your door in a chair, and when your food comes, she'll knock on it. She was a cool lady, you know, like a biker chick or something, cool as she could be. And she would knock on the door, and we would joke around with her. She became our friend, you know.
But we had each other, so I give
everybody, Survivor and Big Brother, big props, because unless you come in as a team like Jeff and Jordan, Rachel and Brendan,
right.
you know, Dick and Danielle, then you only have yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as you
and
want to have somebody
came,
else, you don't have anybody.
Separately.
What, Panther?
In Dick and Danielle's case, I think they were sequestered separately. I don't think they were together.
But
I
think
they
once
were.
They got in the game, Danielle knew no matter what how much she don't like her dad, that no matter what, he's got her back.
Right,
yeah, they
right.
play a great game together. I mean, it was even said, and they do. They bounce really well with each other. You know, the thing is I kind of do see a little evil Dick in her. I'm
yeah.
sorry, I do. You know, she's not afraid to take risk in the game. You know, and I tell you, I mean, she's really doing an amazing job. She really is. Do I think that she could win? I don't know, but I tell you what, if she's in the top two, she will win. And
absolutely.
Just because she's had to play a harder game, she's not a floater. She didn't sit on her ass and not do anything. You know, and I mean, really, ever since my season, everybody's, you know, getting on to the floaters. You know, floaters that's, you know, they're not doing anything. You know, I was considered a floater. And, you know, here I am 30 years old. I was 23 years old when I started that. And I look back. The thing is, a floater throws competitions. I only threw one competition, and that competition made me second place. You know, and that was at the end on a veto that I threw for Diane. But, you know, the thing is if you look back in my season in HOHs on the live shows, there was several times I came in second or third place. You know what? If I was a floater, I wouldn't have won, or I wouldn't even have been trying, you know, to make it that far. Them games are really a kind of a luck. It is 50-50 on a lot of them questions. And, you know, I just, now I look back after 7 years, and I look back at how I did play the game. I played a strategic game by a social game. Social game can win you the game. It has won. You know, and you don't have to win HOH to win. Look at Evil Dick. The best, I mean, he would say, I dare you to vote me out, and they still kept him in. You know, and he won his season without winning HOH. So you can go through the game. It all depends on what the jury is looking for. But I've noticed that if they think that you didn't play the game by winning HOHs and vetoes, you're not going to win that game. I think that a new generation has taken over where they're not going to allow that again.
Jordan played a social game.
She played a very social game. You're right. She did. She was very likable.
Well, guys, if it's okay, I'm going to let you go, and I will call back next week. It would be a miracle if David's off third shift, but he will call back if he is, okay?
Well,
oh,
guys,
thank
love
you so
guys.
Much, Mary. We always love to hear from you.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Say hi to, say hi to him for us.
Okay, I will. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I tell you what, do we have any big callers on the line? Because I'd like to knock out a recipe if I can do that.
I think we could go ahead and do your recipe.
Okay, well, everyone get your pens and paper. This recipe actually comes from a young lady, we call her Mama, at work. And she's been fixing this for the past couple days, and I was like, will you write down the recipe so I can, you know, tell everyone on the radio show. And just so y'all know, we do have a competition going, and if you want to submit your recipe to Cherry or Paul, you're
feel free to do that on Facebook, and they can. If you're not on their Facebook, I guess we here in a second they can give you their name, whatever, and you they will add you. They would love to. They love fans. They have fans too, just like me. I promise you. If it wasn't for them, the show wouldn't continue. So they're amazing folks. But the winner, I guess the deadline is end of the show next week. Is that right? Isn't that what I said?
I think so.
I think so. By the end of the show next week, you need to submit your recipe. And the top three, I will make them. I will pick a winner, and the winner will get a special basket I will mail to you. And it will be a basket that will be very enjoyable. You'll enjoy it. And so please, you know, participate. Ron loved games, and I think that he would love this. I think that he would probably submit a recipe, you know, behind everyone's back just to do it. That's just him.
All right. I have to interrupt and let you know when it was brought up about a recipe. Red Wine in the chat room says the recipe is called Lawan Miss Steak.
I love
it. Great?
And add a little red wine for flavor.
Yeah.
I love it. See, that would be good. Oh, my goodness. All right, here comes the recipe. It's called a good recipe for chicken strips. And what you'll need is 1 cup of Kellogg's cornflakes crumbled, 1 1/2 or 1 1/2 teaspoons of seasoned salt, 2 teaspoons of poultry seasoning, 1 1/2 teaspoons of garlic powder, 1/4 cup of flour. You'll mix all that together. In a separate dish, you're going to mix 1/2 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of water. Mix it together, and you're going to get your chicken breast, your, you know, cut in strips or already, you know, you can get so many type of strips now at the grocery store. And what you're going to do is you're going to dip your meat in the wet mixture, and then you're going to lay in your cornflakes and seasoning, and you're going to put in oil at 350 degrees, and your chicken needs to be 110 to 160. Usually when it floats up. If you like a little spice, you can add 1 1/2 teaspoons of cumin to give it a little bit of a spice to it. And of course, you can be creative and put your own spice. But we've been selling them like so quick. She's making so many, and it's very delicious. So if you've never had that type of style with cornflakes crumbles, you'll enjoy it.
And if you weren't able to copy this recipe down quickly enough, you can always go back and listen to the podcast. And as you're listening, you can stop and start the podcast at your own pace and copy the recipe down at your own pace. So don't forget that you can go back and listen to the podcast at a later time and capture the recipe at a later time. So if you didn't get it now, you can get it later.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt the laugh there. I'm sorry. Shame on you, Joe.
And at this point,
dip the meat in what?
I think that Cowboy also has an announcement that he wants to make. So if you are ready.
actually, there's a couple announcements, actually. And, of course, I didn't know of one until today. And I'm going to share that first, and I'll share the next one that I've known for the past few days. Today, on my son's birthday, I got nominated for Employee of the Month. So I'm really excited. All the long hours and the juggling my kids really pays off. And, you know, I know it's tough for all them single parents, you know, but hard work does pay off. And it's just, it's amazing to even be nominated. So hopefully I will win that. So keep me in the prayers on that. And which, you know, if I get it, not, but if they at least know my name. So that's a good thing. And they leave so high. All right. So for the next one, we've talked about it on the show several times. It's been brought up about Vegas Bash 2011. And this week I confirmed that I will be down there this year. I fly out on the 16th, and I'll be there the whole weekend for Vegas Bash.
Wow.
Yo. So I will be in Vegas Bash, and I hope that I will see everyone there. So
I
know, Cherry, you're going to be there, right?
Yes, I'm so glad you're going to be there.
Yeah, I tell you what, when Dave and Mary called, and Lane brought up Vegas Bash and stuff like that, and I was like, I sat back and I was like, you know what? I really need a break. I really do. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. And so I made a call, and I was like, will you keep my kids, you know, for the weekend on these dates? And they said, absolutely. So I called Nikki, and we're confirmed. So I will be down there for Vegas Bash. It's going to be
that
so much
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah, I am so glad to hear that. Nikki was supposed to be getting me a promo drop to play for the Vegas Bash, and we haven't gotten that yet. But since she hasn't gotten us that, I'm going to take the opportunity to play this one, and we'll go ahead and play this now. But I am so glad that you're going to be in Vegas, and we'll get to see each other again this year.
Yeah, I figured you might know, because, I mean, Dan keeps great secrets, but I was visiting with Dan, and he was like, yeah, because, you know, we stay at his house. So
yes.
I was like, if I stay an extra night, can I stay at your house? And, you know, he's a nice guy. He opened his home up to us last year, and he told me he's going to kick my butt, but he told me, he goes, Michael, or I think he actually said Cowboy, you know, I was really leery about it, because, you know, when you invite people that you've never had at your house, you're like, okay, what's going to happen? But he was like, I would do this again. He goes, I've had so much fun, and, I mean, he is a great host. And, you know, even Ron to this day would say that. And it's really going to be tough for me this year, you know, obviously, because I'm not going to get to go to the bus station at freaking, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning to pick up Ron, and I wish I was. But, you know, every time we do Vegas Bash, you know, he will always be in the memories.
Dan is probably one of the best friends I have in this world, and I love him to death. And I made the decision to go to Vegas this year because of Dan. I was thinking about going to the Reality Rescue this year because I'd never been to that one. But I certainly want to go back to Vegas for one, it's a great event. You know, I love what Nikki does, and it's such a great event. And I get to see Dan. I mean, that's, what can you say? You know, he's just a wonderful person and a great friend to me. And I'm going back. I'm going back to see him and give him hell again.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. And just so y'all know, I think tickets are literally almost sold out. I mean, literally. I mean, it's like at a pinpoint, I think, almost to that point. So, if it's your dream to go and meet reality stars, this is the event to do it, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. You've got MTV, you got Amazing Race, you got Survivor, you got Big Brother. I mean, there's so many more. And one of my good friends, he was on, Geek Show? Hold on. Boy, it's been ages. Hold on one second. His name is Dennis, and you probably know who I'm talking about.
Average Joe.
Absolutely. I got to meet him at a premiere, like literally a few months after my show of a show that was coming on, and he is hilarious. Matter of fact, his Facebook page, I just pulled out something else, but he's always. A good guy to talk to. You know, I've met so many people because of Vegas and other reality things. And Michelle Costa will be there. I think Ronnie will be there. There's so many already confirmed, but I'm really excited because that's my family, and I get to hang out with them for the weekend and get to see, you know, Cherry and Dan. So, Paul, I wish that you was able to go.
I think Nikki said there's going to be something like 140 reality stars there this year.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a bit. It is. And it's one of them things where it's hard to pass up something like this. This is great vacation time, you know. And I will say this. I've been looking at airfares, Spirit. I don't know if you've got a Spirit, but apparently on DFW, round trips are going for like $238 round trip. I mean, that's not bad at all, and I don't know if you've got a Spirit in your area. I mean, I think Spirit is actually new to my airport, but apparently they're running some great deals. So, you know, and of course you can go Southwest where bags fly for free.
Cowboy, we have Casey live on the Rad Reality Show.
Awesome. Hey, Casey.
Oh, what's up, brother?
We were just talking about Vegas. Are you going to Vegas this year?
I'm going to be there, yes.
All
awesome,
right.
Huh?
That's a lot of hotel rooms, man.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I
got some great pictures of you in your banana suit in Vegas, Casey.
Oh, you know, we'll see. You know, there comes a time. You know, it's like a professional athlete. You got to know when to hang up your cleats. You know, we'll see what happens.
No, from last year, I got pictures of you and Vicky from last year.
How's Vicky doing? She all right?
She's doing good. I live here in St. Louis, right by her. I was out to dinner with her two nights ago.
I know she was having some health issues and going through some stuff, so, you know, hopefully she's, you know, in recovery mode and all that.
She's doing really good. I just, like I said, I had dinner with her two nights ago. You won't believe how amazing she looks.
Well, that's good.
She's doing really good.
I like amazing-looking women.
She's doing really well.
Let's get down to it, Casey. How are you feeling about Big Brother now? Jeff's still your guy, right?
Well, of course. No. I mean, Jeff and Jordan, you know, I mean, you tend to, I guess if you're a repeat, you know, person or some people who are cast members this year are repeat contestants, you know, you tend to root for the people who are on your season, just like, you know, Matt and Reagan are obviously rooting for, you know, Rachel and Brennan probably.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't spoken to Jordan a whole lot. I mean, I think Jordan was one of those people who, for the most part, you know, after Amazing Race, kind of went back to her life. You know what I mean? I mean, some of us, you know, and that's no, I'm not trying to crack or nothing like that, but, you know, some people try and keep their 15 minutes extended, you know, and that's all fine and well. But I think Jordan kind of went back to her life, and CBS must have enticed her quite well to come back. But
she's being a little more spunky this year, don't you think?
I think she's a little more spunky. I mean, I think she's being herself. I really do. There's so much stuff that she does and says that really was typical Jordan. I mean, I think she, you know, she kind of won our season, you know, by kind of playing the back, and that's a strategy that's been used over and over again. You know, I mean, you can call it, and I've seen it referred to online, at least, she was riding Jeff coattails, but, I mean, you know, and letting him win competitions here and there, but, I mean, you know, she won late and, you know, won what she had, and she picked the right person to go up against. She might not have won against Kevin, but she picked Natalie and she won, you know, so I'm not gonna.
She has a better understanding. She went into that house in your season not knowing what Big Brother even was, and now that she knows, she I think is playing a lot more.
I don't think we ever called Jordan aggressive, but I think that she does. I agree with you. I think she has a better understanding of the gameplay, and you know what I mean. I think, you know, Kalia is going to have a tough week. I'm curious to see if the veterans, again, can, if they'll bring back Danny in the circle or Danny brings them back in, whatever. But I don't know. That's going to be hard. I mean, didn't Danny send Brendan home?
Yep.
So, Casey, out of the four, who did you want to come back? Who was you rooting for to come back in the house?
You know, I really would have liked to have seen what would have happened had it been Rachel versus Brendan. You know, if Brendan's going to be the one that America picked, I mean, what great TV that would have been if it would have been Rachel versus Brendan. And would he have, again, you know, said, hey, I'll take over the team and let you stay, baby girl, you know what I mean? I mean, I guess probably maybe I would have liked to have seen
Dominique is very attractive. She's good eye candy. It would have been nice to have a little bit more eye candy.
I about to say, for eye candy purposes, I'll take Kathy. But I think Dom would have been great to come back. You know, Keith, I thought, you know, didn't play a real good game. And you know what? That's a lot of times that's why you go home first. You know, you don't play a good game. I mean, you know, for my season, I didn't necessarily think Braden played a real good game, and he went home first. You know, Annie last year, who I love, and is right here in Tampa, and we've hung out several times. And, of course, she had the, whatever it was, the mole thing that she had to deal with. But, you know what, I mean, there's a reason you go home first. So, you know, I think maybe if I had to personally pick and I had to vote, and I don't vote, you know, I mean, I just, you know, I'm going to let America choose that. When you don't vote?
I don't know. You're the teacher.
I know, right? I'm relatively intelligent, but I've been dealing with a 3-year-old all day up until about 15 minutes ago. So, I don't know.
Passive,
anyway,
I don't know what you're getting at, but
I would like to see Dom come back. I mean, I do like Danny. You know, I heard Cowboy talking about the reality event in Las Vegas, and you know, I've got to hang out with Danielle several times.
Yeah.
You know, in Vegas, and she was at Laura's wedding back in April. That I DJed, Alex and I DJed her wedding, and Danny was there, and she's a cool chick. And you know, I mean, I think you know, people can. Criticize her power move. I mean, she might have made it a week or two early, but it's a power move that had to be made. I mean, it's not about, you know what? I saw James Ryan tweet it tonight. You know, we can be friends afterwards, but when we're in there, we ain't necessarily got to be buddies.
Right, absolutely. I got a question, Casey. On the outside, do you have any, like, things going on that you need to promote or anything like that? I know that you DJ on the side as well.
I do DJ. You know, I'm going to be in Vegas the weekend after the finale, and hoping a lot of people come out and see us there. I'm actually trying to put together with a guy that I met with recently. We're going to try and do a and Cowboy, you're on the list. We're going to try and do maybe a kind of reunion here in the Bay Area, Tampa Bay Area, next, you know, either next summer or fall. So it's probably about a year away. But, you know, besides that, you know, man.
School's starting.
Yeah, school starting. Yeah, exactly. I'm on my last couple of days. We go back Monday, and then kids start a week from Monday on the 22nd. So summer's winding down. I've enjoyed the summer. You know.
Did you head over to Celebration Orlando, that event there?
You know, I haven't heard about that. I think I heard about that last year. I wasn't able to go, and I haven't been contacted about that this summer.
It was about 2 weeks ago, I guess. Now, I do have a question. As you saw those four...
I'm 2 years ago. They don't call me anymore.
Don't worry. They didn't call me either.
Yeah. And I'm an hour and a half away.
As you watched those four evicted house guests standing there, were you kind of thinking, I wish they had done that in our season?
I think anybody would. I'll tell you this, I would not. I got no desire to be in sequester for a month, man. I mean, sequester is not fun. I mean, I don't know if anybody's done jury duty or whatever, but I mean, it really is. It's a mind screw on a major level. It's you and your thoughts, and that's all you got. I mean, you might get a book like that.
Then That has to be hard to be, I mean, basically alone for that long.
Oh, my God. I think I have another year on my contract before I can talk about it, so I'm gonna stay away from that. But I think there's a 3-year statute of limitations. But, I mean, you really don't, I mean, in all honesty, you don't see anybody, man. I mean, somebody drops off food a couple times a day, and that's it. And that's it. It's four walls, and I mean it's a gilded cage. Don't get me wrong, but I mean it's I was doing a prison workout on the balcony. You're doing dips and push-ups and sit-ups, and that's it. You know, I mean, you might have a couple novels, and you can't read any newspapers. You can't talk on the phone. You can't contact your family. You can't go on the internet. You can't watch TV.
Casey, I was surprised that Brendan got back in, but thinking about who you would have been up against if they did it for your season, I think you likely would have been voted back in. Don't you guys think?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, you always like to think that you're liked. You know, you want to be the, in the popularity contest and all that. I mean, it's tough. Let's talk about LaJuan. What was LaJuan thinking?
I don't think he was thinking. I think he made the biggest, dumbest move ever in Big Brother history, and I think Marcellus is going to happily hand over his dumbest move ever crown to LaJuan.
What did Marcellus do? I don't remember. Refresh my
memory. Marcellus chose not to use the power of veto when he had it in his hand. He chose not to use it and then was voted out.
Yeah. It was like literally top four. I mean, he was at the end of the game.
No, I think there's a new champion in town, man. His name is LaJuan, man.
Yeah. I think LaJuan. I mean, he didn't even ask to be put on the block. He asked to be voted out.
Oh, he was going to get a power. And how about Julie Chen mocking him for that?
I mean, she killed him, right? I was under the impression, sometimes it's hard to read between the lines and all that. I mean, I thought it was pretty clear to the house guests what was going to happen. And I thought Julie was pretty clear. And again, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought Julie was pretty clear when she said, you'll have a chance to come back. It doesn't mean you're going to come back with the coup d'etat. It doesn't mean you're going to come back and be the grand wizard of all, you know, golden key holders.
And this is what happens for these paranoid house guests who try to figure out what's going to happen, who's going to have a power. You know, Jesse started in your season talking about his season with the power and thinking, okay, this power is going to happen. And they just, their minds just go to places that they shouldn't be.
And, no, and I agree 100%. And I pride myself, and I've said it many times, I pride myself on being a pretty strong-minded cat. You know, I'm 40-plus, been around the block several times. And I was about to lose it. You know, I mean, I think Shima is a really strong-minded, you know, woman. And she lost.
Yeah.
Shelly said it tonight, it's a pressure cooker, you guys. I don't know that the average viewer, the average fan of the show, I meet people all the time, Cowboy, I'm sure you do too, and they say, man, I know I could win that shit. Well, bitch, I know. I mean, it really is, it's a pressure cooker. I mean, you everything's speeded up. You know, I use the analogy, if you get in a fight with somebody at work, you know, and you work a 40-hour work week, and it takes you a week to get over it with your coworker, okay? You know, the person you sit next to in the cubicle next to you, or the teacher you're next door to, or whatever. You know, it takes you a week to get over it. That's 40 hours. Well, 40 hours is a day and a half in the house. I mean, so everything speeded up. I mean, it just really is. And it's a pressure cooker. My question for y'all is, I mean, do you think that, as I watched one of the most idiotic moves of all time on Big Brother, was LaJuan just ready to go home?
Because
I don't think he was.
So unless, my opinion, unless he was acting, if you watched his face after that competition between he and Brendan was over with, he had the most blank, shocked look on his face. I mean,
what was the poor guy didn't even get to go do a live interview. And they're like, oh, check us out, CBS in the morning. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye. I was like, you know, I've always called that the silver lining. If you get evicted, at least you get to meet Julie Chen on national TV, you know? But poor dude didn't even get to do that. I mean, I can't see, and I hate those, you know what, I hate those 6-0 votes, man. You know, I hate those 7-0 votes. By a vote of 8-0, by a vote of 9-0, I hate those votes, but,
yeah.
I mean, that just leads me to believe, and I'm not a live feed watcher, but, I mean, I do keep up with some Twitter accounts that keep me updated to a certain extent. So I don't know what has happened the last couple of days, but, I mean, I guess maybe he really thought he was going to be grand the coup d'etat and come back in and be like, you're going home or something like that. I mean, that's the most ridiculous move in history, I think.
Yep.
And, Casey, he's likely not even going to go to jury.
No,
he's
no, I mean,
probably going home.
Well, what are the numbers now? I mean, 7 people go to jury, if I'm correct.
7 plus 2 on the, you know, that's a total of 9. And
right.
And they've got 9
right
in the house right now, and he's going home.
He's doing interviews tomorrow, and he's going home. I mean, and again, so it begs the question, was he simply tired of it and ready to go home, man? I mean, I'm telling you,
if I was LaJuan, even if that was not true, that would be my story. I'd come out and say, you guys think I'm crazy, but I had had enough and I wanted to go home, and that's
why
I did it.
You might be a wise man, sir. That's not a bad way to go about it. I mean, it just, you know, he gets to go home and he'll see you on finale night. I mean, and maybe it was just, like I said, it's tough in there. I really, like I said, I don't think the average viewer, and I'm not trying to make light of anybody's intelligence or anything like that. I'm not trying to clown at all. You just, until you're there, you don't have any idea what it's like to eat, sleep, and drink that all day, fighting for your safety, the backstabbing, the talking, the manipulation. You really don't have any idea until you're there.
No, everything is amplified. You are totally paranoid, I think, almost consistently. And you slowly, I'm sorry to say it, but you slowly lose your mind in there.
No, you really do, bro. You really do. And like I say, I'm a sharp cat, man. I mean, I'll put my one look score up against Mr. Mensa Matt Hoffman any day. You know, I mean, I put my SAT score up against anybody from 1986. But it's like I say, it's a mind screw on a major level, man. I mean, I don't think people know.
Well, you know, I always say, if you're not going in the house, you leave in that.
Well, I mean, and it took me personally several days or a week. I mean, I was waking up in the middle of the night. You know, once I got out of the house, even, you know, I was third evicted. I mean, I came home. I did my day of media, and I came home. And, I mean, you wake up. I mean, I had dreams about Jesse kidnapping my baby. I mean, I had.
Oh, my word.
No, sweetheart. And, again, I'm a pretty strong-minded cat. I would wake up in the middle of the night, you know, with the covers hanging off my booty and be like, oh, man, I got to cover up. The camera going to see me. And I'm 3 weeks out of the house.
Wow.
No, it's not, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not. And so, I mean, the people who win, man, the people who make final two, final three, you know, I got nothing but respect for them, man, because if you can just keep it together for 12 weeks, I mean, you got my respect. You know, Cowboy, I think you were final two, right?
Yeah, I spent 82 days.
Bro, 80, I mean, I think I spent about 30. And I was about to lose my goddamn mind, man. So, I mean, it really is a testament to the strength of, like I said, the people who can make it that far, man. I mean, just besides the strategy and the backstabbing, the monotony of it all, man, is really hard to take.
Well, I tell you, it does mess with your mind. And, you know, what really messes up your mind, and you'll know this, is being a family man. You know, you got your family on the outside, and you're wondering, is bills being paid? And, you know, is my kids taken care of? And, you know, there's so much that goes in your head, and you like, okay, all right.
I think somebody like Shelley is at a severe disadvantage. I think married people with kids, and if I recall, I think I was on my season, you know, season 11, I think I was the only married person with kids on my season. And, yeah, man, I mean, it really does. I mean, the heartache that you feel is it's palpable.
Well, you're not watching the feeds, but Shelley, just about, she has been so trying to help Rachel out. Being a mom, it's just natural for her. Trying to get Rachel back in a good frame of mind. And Rachel's saying, well, you just don't understand what it's like to be away from Brendan. And, my God, Shelley is married with a darling little daughter. And it's like, you don't think I understand? Listen, girl.
Right. You have no idea. No, I remember being like that to being a bit of a mentor, if you will, to Jordan. You know, Jordan was, you know, saying this and saying that, and I'm like, you know, you can't say that or let that go or whatever. I mean, I think I think your cast, you know, dictates to a certain extent a lot of your success. I think that's an under-evaluated component. But, had I been on this season, you know, I think Shelly and I would have, you know, befriended each other. Obviously, I got Jeff and Jordan, you know, my people and everything. Speaking personally, you know, walking in as the old guy, you know, which I've never considered myself as, but I walk in and I'm like, God darn, I'm the old guy. We came, you know, that first night you sit around and everybody goes around telling their age and their occupation, and I'm like, God damn, really? I'm the old guy? I think your cast really dictates a lot of your success, and I don't mean to be too far all over the map here, but it really, you know, and I think even Keith, I thought about Keith, you know, when I saw the premiere. And he had this plan. He had a plan. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, look, bro, I sat up in a hotel room for, you know, 2 weeks myself, you know, and formulated a plan. And then you walk in, and that goes out the window because you really can't have a plan till you walk in and see who else is there.
Right. You have to adapt to who's given to you, in other words.
No, what's given to you, big time. And again, I think being, you know, I think you're better off being single. I mean, you know, the showman, type of relationship wasn't an option for me. You know, I couldn't form that kind of bond with anybody that Jeff and Jordan formed, because, you know, I'm a married man with a family, and you know, I wasn't gonna, you know, disrespect that.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I wasn't in a position to do that either. I think it would be fun, by all means. I mean, if I go back in now, I mean, shit, I'd try. I mean, I think that would be kind of fun. I think that, you know, showmances.
I think it offers you another option of forming an alliance. You know what I mean? And if that option is not even open, I mean, look at Brendan and Rachel. Look at Jeff and Jordan. Look at, you know, I mean, Danny wanted Dominic back. I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, it offers you an option that married folks, you know, simply don't have. And, you know, so I think you're at a, you know, you kind of, you know, you're walking around almost literally with a ball and chain on your ankle. And that's okay. And that's how it is. But I think you're at a disadvantage.
You know, speaking of this, and, I, you know, and this would be a subject, you don't have to go in detail, but my ex-wife, she wrote down everything because she watched live feeds. And she did it as a mechanism for her to cope about me being on the show. So she wrote down things I did so we could talk about it, you know, when I got home, which is great. I mean, I recommend that.
Mine kept a journal. Go ahead.
And yes. And so one of the things was that Big Brother clipped two things. And which things can happen like that. Adria, I hurt my shoulder in the house, and Adria, one of the twins, which, I mean, they're amazing. She was massaging my shoulder and my back because, obviously, she works in that industry, which we didn't know that's the industry that she worked in. So she works with muscles all the time. So here she is giving me a massage, and then it goes over to a dirty dance in the kitchen. And, you know, and the first thing I did when I got out of the house, I shook her husband's hand. I said, I'm sorry, you know, if I caused anything. He goes, you're not a problem whatsoever. I mean, he knew, but the thing is, I mean, being in that position, you do have to watch yourself because you don't know what they're going to air.
No, and I thought Dan Giesling, who came in and and that was one of the things that wore a war on me, you guys, was having my filter on like that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Be careful who you hug. You know, be careful who you, you know, who you spend too much time alone with. I mean, again, it really is. It's an added burden, if you will. It's an impediment to your success. Damn, I forgot what I was going to say.
Were you in the doghouse on anything you did?
I wasn't. My wife loved it. My wife was like, you know, of course, I'm a DJ in the club, man. So, my wife was like, you know, she did some interviews for local media and stuff like that. And she was like, man, I love it. I know where he is all the time. I can watch him 24 hours a day.
Y'all like, I know where he's the romantic.
No, we're you know, we're doing all right. But I thought Dan Giesling said it best, you know, and he came and he hosted our luxury competition.
Yep.
And I said, Dan, I said, as a fellow teacher, I said, you got any advice? You know, is there any advice you can give me here real quick in between questions or whatever while people are changing into the costumes for that particular event? And he was like, he said, you know, they can edit this, they can edit that. If it doesn't come out your mouth, they can't put it in your mouth. And I've seen so many house guests complain about their edit. Oh, I got a bad edit. Well, bitch, you said it. I mean, they...
That's exactly right.
And like Cowboy just said, they may edit it so it's not necessarily chronological. You know, they may put the back rub right up with the dirty dance, and so it makes it look like bad. No, but if you don't, you know, and I'm sure you weren't, you had nothing, you know, malicious on your mind, Cowboy. But you know, if you don't do that, they can't air it. So if you don't say it, they can't air it. So
I got a question for you, Casey.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, get the hell out of here,
man. With that, I got a bad edit, man. You said it. You said it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Casey. Elf suit or banana suit?
Banana.
That's awful.
I will never ever forget you up in the HOH campaigning to Jesse and you in a fucking banana suit. Oh,
well, my brother, and it really even that last week, and I was stressed out, you know, and I sit every week and I watch these house guests who are on the block. I mean, you gotta understand, and the last few people understand, you know, the video competition takes place like, I don't know, Sunday or Monday, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
it airs
about
Wednesday,
3 or 4 days.
There's 3 or 4 days where, you know, you have to, you know, petition people and argue your point and try and get votes. Walking around in a banana suit, my brother, you start off your conversation with, you know, okay, excuse me, banana suit, I would like to talk to you seriously. I mean, it doesn't go over well.
I just can't take you seriously when you're dressed up like that. I mean,
Adam
rocked that elf suit. It was perfect for him, in my opinion.
No. A long tradition. It was me, and it was Captain Kosher. You know, of course, I think that was a competition. He wore the hot dog suit, and then what's her name wore the. With the afro, what you have to wear, the 70s.
Hippie tard, Kristen.
Kristen wore the hippie tard, and
Enzo Penguin.
Michelle wore the leotard, and Enzo wore the penguin wore the penguin outfit. I wore the banana suit,
I wore the lime suit for one competition.
I think the funniest one to me was Zach in his bunny suit. Do you remember that season?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. But he looked the goofiest, I think, in that bunny suit. Don't you think, Cherry?
He was such a big guy wearing a bunny suit. That was so funny.
Well, I'm a big guy. I'm the same size as Zach. And it's hard to fly under the radar, if you will.
yeah, I have to agree with you there.
Yeah,
especially since
Casey, can you stay with
out.
Us for just a moment? In the event that LaJuan left, Paul put together a 1-minute clip that I'm going to play, and it is very funny. It's just a 1-minute old clip to say farewell to LaJuan. And I'm going to go ahead and play it now. If you can hang with us for just a moment, Casey, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Rachel. LaJuan.
LaJuan.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats and they're coming to take me away, you know you laughed, I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds.
Rachel, LaJuan!
LaJuan!
I tell you what, I wish that I could I wish I could see their diary session, because they're probably all saying, "You are an idiot." Paul, thank you for that clip. That was awesome.
You're welcome, guys. I don't know if it gets up to Casey's DJ standards, but I had fun doing it.
No, it was good. It was good.
Oh, my God.
You know, I got to say, that's got to be, who in the hell volunteers to go home?
I know, right? I mean,
know.
I tell you what, I didn't even say in my season, hey, put me as a pawn. I mean, who wants to be on that block? I was on the block for 5 times. And, yeah, people come to you and say, you're safe. But you know what? You never know if you're safe. And I tell you what, it makes you nervous. And I know my hands was literally sweating. And, Casey, I mean, you've been on the block. You got to be evicted. I mean, you got to feel the eviction. I mean, how did you feel being evicted and sit there with Julie Chen and be like, wow, my game is over?
In a banana suit, no less.
Absolutely.
It stunk. Especially, you feel like you're safe and all that. I mean, I don't make a whole lot of predictions personally, because everything just changes on a dime so much in there. I mean, I think that they're going to regret not putting up Rachel. Like I said, I mean, you know, now you've gotten rid of a floater, you know, and that's okay. I think that's not necessarily a bad thing. I've said before, I tweeted it tonight. You know, I mean, I think a lot of times the Sharks get rid of each other and there's guppies swimming around the end. No disrespect, Cowboy. But I think that, you know, the strong players get each other out, and you know, your left with some people who are not so strong necessarily. But I think that that was their time to, you know what, if I was in that house right now and I had a choice to get rid of some, if I had to get rid of somebody of Rachel, you know, LaJuan or Brendan, I'm picking Rachel or Brendan. You know, I'm not picking LaJuan. You know, I hope that I can get him later. And it's you know, sitting there sucks, man. Sitting there sucks. And like I said, those 3 or 4 days that I was sitting there on the block, you know, knowing that I might go home, was real stressful, man. I was sleeping 2 or 3 hours a night. I mean, I worked on that speech in my mind, you know, my exit speech.
Yeah.
Was going through my mind every night, laying in bed till 3 or 4 in the morning. It's going through your mind. So it's not fun, man.
You know what though? Those exit speeches, I do appreciate them sometimes, and some of them are good, some of them are lame.
They don't matter. I don't think they matter. I think by that time, I think there's very little effect that they have in terms of swaying people's
votes.
Casey,
I would like to one time hear from any of the past Big Brother house guests that they actually changed their vote after hearing somebody's.
Based on the speech. I think you'd be about 98% that would say, you know, it's a good point. I think 98% of them would say, you know, you got to, you know, in terms of my, I can speak for myself, I can speak for a lot of evictees. You know, it's your last kind of chance to have a stage for a minute, take a couple jabs.
That way,
that's why a lot of them bashes. That's why they throw out bashes, because, you know, it doesn't matter.
Well, and for me personally, I mean, I had bit my tongue, man. I mean, I hadn't. I've been asked many times, if I had to do it over again, what would I do? Well, you know what? If I knew I was going on third, I wouldn't have bit my tongue so much. You know, I mean, I've been accused of talking too much this, talking too much that. Casey talks too much. That's why it's going on. And I'm like, really? Because I'm biting my damn tongue. You know, I mean, I'm not, you know, when somebody does something dumb as hell, I don't, you know, when I want to go, damn, that was dumb as hell, you know, I didn't say it. And, you know, again, if I knew I was going to go ahead and go home third, hell, you might as well let it go.
Yeah.
Hey, last question, man. Y'all hit me up. What you need? I got a ride.
Okay. Who's got one more question for Casey?
Let's hear it.
I got nothing, Casey. All I can say is no more Brett Favre for us Vikes now. You gave me shit about it when you were on the on Nikki's show when I called in, you know, when Jeff and Jordan were there.
Okay. All right. That's all good. Hey, I want to say I dialed this number tonight, man, and I didn't know when Cowboy hit me with the number that it was Ron Rad show, and I just want to, you know, say rest in peace and give my respects and to his family and friends, you know, in my thoughts, and appreciate all your support to Ron Rad and
You got to meet him in Vegas real quick since you brought. I mean, amazing guy, wasn't he?
Just a neat guy, man. I mean, he just somebody.
Y'all
who,
got to rap together. I remember that you two rapped right when we got to the hotel, and he was tickled pink.
No, and I would be remiss not to give my to pay my respects.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you so much for calling in. We'll see you in Vegas next month.
You guys be good. Peace.
You too.
Thank you so much, Casey. Good night.
Bye.
Wow. Yeah, you know, when he said that, you know, I do remember them two rapping, and I was just laughing at them. And, I mean, and the thing is, that is actually recorded. Someone's got that on recording, and I don't even know who's got it.
Wow,
I'd love to find that. Yeah, Casey, I don't know. It may actually have been on Ron's phone or something. It was, but someone did it on phone.
No, somebody in a few days just after Ron passed, somebody did post it on his wall.
Oh, okay. So it's probably still there. If y'all have not checked out, check out, because you know, it was Ron getting to have some good time with Casey, and he was getting after it. So that brings back some memories. Wow.
What a sweet guy Casey is.
With
that, I'm going to go ahead and play this clip for the rap party, and it will mention the tribute to Ron Rad. That they're going to do at the rap party in L.A. And I'm going to play that right now.
The Big Brother 13 Rap Party is this September 15th and will be held at the exclusive True Hollywood Club. And there are less than 50 fan passes remaining at a cost of only $65 each. This is the event to attend if you want to meet some of the most exciting house guests from both past and present seasons of Big Brother. There will also be an awesome tribute to the late Ron Radcliffe of The Rad Reality Show, which is sure to please everyone. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime chance to not only meet, but actually celebrate with the stars of Big Brother. Go to www.bigbrotherrapparty.com to get your passes today. That's all one word, Big Brother Rap Party. Log on now before it's too late. A big thank you goes out to Al Mellis and TVGrapevine.com for this offer.
Hi, everyone. This is April with the Reality Rescue 2 Festival. It's going to be held October 15th in Glen Allen, Virginia. We're doing it for Southern Comfort Animal Rescue, which is a wonderful rescue group out of Georgia. The website address is www.realityrescuefestival.com. And we're going to have over 100 reality stars attending. Regular tickets are $50. You can purchase them online. The website address is www.realityrescuefestival.com. Thank you for your support.
There are two great events that you can choose from and get your tickets. The Rap Party, I know, is selling out quickly. Reality Rescue is a great event that goes to animals. I can't wait to see the tribute to Ron Rad at the Rap Party. out
Absolutely.
In LA. I know that's going to be a beautiful event. And I know that their tickets are selling out very quickly. And in 4 days, on the 15th, they are going to start running commercials in the LA and Hollywood areas. And when those commercials start airing out there, the remaining tickets, and I think there's only like 50 left, if that many now, will be sold probably instantly. So if anyone is even considering going to that event, you need to grab your tickets before the 15th, because once those commercials start airing, those tickets are going to fly. So get your tickets or you'll be left out.
And remember, Vegas Bash 2011, them tickets are going fast as well. Come and see us there. Always a great event to hang out in Vegas. I tell you what, Vegas was my first time to go last year, and I tell you what, this country boy in a city, boy, it's very interesting.
that was my first event, too.
And it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's a beautiful event. I mean, Nikki puts on a great event, and she works her butt off to make sure that everybody is happy and everyone has a great time. And it was just wonderful. I couldn't say enough about the Vegas Bash. We had a wonderful time, and you have so much time to spend with the reality people there. It was just fantastic. I couldn't say enough about it. 3 days.
You want to wrap it up there, Cowboy?
Yep, let's wrap up. Thank you so much for coming and listening to us, podcasters, people in the chat room, archive listeners. Without you, this couldn't be possible. Thank you so much for being family to us. This is a big deal. Thank you, Cherry and Paul, so much. Again, happy birthday to my son. Real quick, Casey, my good friend Casey, could not be with us tonight because a lot going with her family, father getting sick. So prayers go out to you. Hope he gets well soon, and your prayers hopefully will be answered.
Oh, we'll tell her that we'll keep her and her family in our prayers, and we miss her.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And happy birthday to your son.
Thank you.
And to everyone out there, please come and join us again on Monday for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We hope to see you then. And I will go ahead and end tonight's show with Cowboy's song, and then Ron will end the show. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great night. Be watching the live feeds for the HOH Comp. I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but it should happen soon. Thank you all for joining us. Have a blessed night. Take care, everyone.
At Kitty's place, I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with... Oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I've got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet dreams.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you.
night, everyone. Good night, Cowboy. Good night, Paul.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Ron.